News release. Office of Sen. Gary Peters. Washington, D.C., U.S. Sen. Gary Peters, Mish, spoke on the Senate floor in opposition to the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. Peters underscored his concerns over Kennedy's severe lack of qualifications for the critical position, given the fact that, if confirmed, Kennedy would be tasked with managing federal programs that millions of Americans depend on every day, including Medicare and Medicaid, and agencies such as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Food and Drug Administration, FDA, National Institutes of Health, NIH, and other agencies that prepare for and respond to public health and medical emergencies. Following his remarks, Peters voted against Kennedy's nomination. Throughout his entire nomination process, it has become clear that Mr. Kennedy is wholly unprepared to lead this department, said Peters. Mr. Kennedy's lack of experience and basic understanding of our nation's healthcare system is, to say the least, extremely alarming. We cannot confirm a nominee who doesn't even know the most basic answers about programs that he's actually in charge of administering. Peters continued, "We need a secretary who will protect the health of Americans. Robert Kennedy is not that secretary. And if he is confirmed to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, the American people will ultimately pay the price with their health." During his remarks, Peters highlighted concerns that Michiganders from across the state shared with his office over Kennedy's nomination. "Since Mr. Kennedy was nominated to lead HHS, I've heard from thousands of my constituents from every corner of Michigan, from densely populated cities to some of the most rural areas in our state, who are deeply concerned about how his plans for the department would impact families. For example, I've heard from countless folks about the rising cost of healthcare that is squeezing Michigan families' budgets. Healthcare prices are rising faster than inflation, making it even harder for people to get the care that they need. I've heard from a constituent who has operated a food pantry in her community for 13 years. She worries about what will happen to the people that she serves if they do not have access to the food security programs made possible by HHS. I received a letter from a social worker in Michigan who helped students who were traumatized by the horrific shootings at Oxford High School in Michigan and Michigan State University. She is worried that, without proper mental health resources, Americans who have been impacted by senseless gun violence, whether at school, at their places of worship, at nightclubs, or at shopping malls, they will grieve and struggle alone." A Michigan scientist who specializes in CDC research contacted my office. They fear that if Mr. Kennedy is confirmed, it could impact their ability, and the ability of thousands of researchers all across our country, to conduct medical research that is literally saving lives. A concerned mother wrote me in my office that when she was 38 weeks pregnant, she told me that Mr. Kennedy's long history of spreading dangerous medical disinformation and undermining public health initiatives is directly at odds with how she plans to keep her future child from infectious disease. "I've even heard from parents who are concerned about Mr. Kennedy's narrative suggesting vaccines cause autism. Because he has given credibility to these lies, and questioned facts from scientists and doctors, these parents worry that their children will not receive the most basic, routine care that they deserve. I also heard from a constituent who was born before the polio vaccine was approved. She said that, to this day, she can still remember the relief on her mother's face when the polio vaccine became available. This moment has stuck with her throughout her 30-year career as a registered nurse, where she has made it her life's work to study and safely administer vaccines in her community. And let's be clear, let's be absolutely clear, vaccines are scientifically proven to protect against diseases like chickenpox, polio, influenza, and yes, COVID-19.